I'd like to call the Osage Nation Congress Health and Social Services meeting to order at 1:04 p.m. The first item on the agenda is prayer, and I would like to ask, please join me in saying our Lord's prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name.
Thy kingdom come,
thy will be done
on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day
our daily bread.
Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Thank you. Okay, next item on the agenda is roll call.
Congresswoman Stabler. Congressman Big Horse.
Here.
Congresswoman Good Fox.
Present.
Congresswoman Pratt.
Here.
Congressman Tillman.
Here.
Congresswoman Lemon.
I'm present. We have a quorum. So I just wanted to do a little bit of housekeeping before we get started, and also welcome everyone to the call and thank everyone for bearing with us and getting going this afternoon. I wanted to point out that we have Candy Thomas available for about 20 minutes tops. If anybody has any self-governance types questions concerning the revenue bill that we do have in front of us today. And just remember to mute your phones or your microphone if you're not speaking, and please ask to be recognized. And so let's go on to the next item on the agenda, unless there's any questions. Okay, great. So next item on the agenda is ONCA 20-60, an act to amend the limitations on expenditure of health revenue and to establish an alternate effective date. We do have an executive session on the agenda. What does the committee feel like we need to go into executive session immediately?
We need Congressman Lemon. There is an unidentified caller.
Thank you, Mr. Bristow. Number 8.
We have a caller on the phone that has not identified themselves. Could you please do so?
Cecilia Tall. This is Cecilia Tallchief.
Thank you, Ms. Tallchief.
Congresswoman Stabler, you have the floor.
Congresswoman Stabler is not present.
Okay, she's not. Is there a co-sponsor for the legislation? I'm not seeing one.
At this time, I'm unaware of any co-sponsor. Just a moment.
So, okay.
Congresswoman Lemon?
Yes, Speaker Pratt?
I'm going to think that that's what the clerk walked away for, to speak to legal counsel, but I think it's been established before that if once you address the bill in committee, then the sponsor doesn't have to be present each time.
Thank you very much. I'm glad to have that information. I appreciate it. So do we need to wait for Shanna to come back so she can continue to do her clerk duty?
Yeah, here she comes.
Okay, great.
What is going on? I told her she could proceed because once it's been addressed in the committee, then you can proceed without having the sponsor present. That's my recollection. But what's going on is you walked away. So why did you walk away?
I was checking to see if that was the case or not by rule. So, okay.
So I think we're good. Legislative Council's back.
We're good to go. Okay, so the question goes back to the committee. We entertain a motion for executive session to discuss proprietary and confidential matters.
I'm sorry, can you repeat that?
I'm sorry, I might be breaking up. I'm trying to get some feedback from the committee about entering executive session to discuss the legislation. If we feel that we need to, or are we going? Do we just going to continue in open session?
Congresswoman Lemon.
Yes, Speaker Pratt.
I'm going to say, as far as I understood the specific questions, the inquiries that needed to be addressed were specifically matters for executive session. So I would go ahead and
yes.
make a motion that we enter executive session for confidential and proprietary matters.
Okay, there's a motion on the floor. Do I hear a second?
Second.
Okay, seconded by Congressman Big Horse. Any discussion? Hearing none. Hearing no discussion, all those in favor say yes.
Yes. Yes.
Any opposed say no. The yeses have it. We are entering executive session.